So the Rebbe says that, by the way, this aspect of revealing the godliness that completely transcends creation is not only through the study of Pnimis HaTorah in Golos. We want to try to understand better how Golos leads to this result. Because according to our explanation, that Golos, the same letter, is just the addition of the Aleph. To better understand and appreciate how Golos leads to the result, not only through the fact that you study Pnimis HaTorah in Golos, but it's actually accomplished through the very inyan of Golos itself. How's that? How does Golos itself bring about the revelation of godliness that completely transcends creation? So he says like this. It says, the Navi tells us, the Navi Yeshaya says, V'amarta v'yemahu, and you will say on that day, Oitcha havaya ki anafto bi. I praise you, I thank you, God, for having vented your anger on me. And the Navi continues, and he says, now, Yashuv Abcha, now you should take back your anger, Utenachameni, and you should console me. That's it. Thank you.
Console me.
So it says, so one second. What is this thanking God for having vented his anger at me? What does it mean? I will thank God for having vented his anger at me. You can't say that the reason why I'm thanking God is because of this, what it says in the second half of the verse. Now take back your anger and console me. So I'm thanking him for taking back the anger and consoling me. Because if that's what I'm thanking him for, then I'm not thanking him for the anger itself. If what I want is get rid of that anger, then I'm not really thanking him for the anger itself. So what does it mean? I'm thanking you because you vented your anger. I mean, that's why I'm giving praise and thanks to you. So you have to say that on some level, I'm actually thanking God for the actual divine expression of anger. So what is the thanks in that? What is there to be grateful for and appreciation for, to give praise and thanks for? So the explanation is that it's specifically through the descent in Golos. Not just a descent in Golos. A descent in Golos in a way of anaftabi, that you vented your anger upon me. You really let me have it. It's through that comes the elevation of the future redemption, up to and including the highest revelations. Revelations that are so high that I can relate to them through. It's not something I can see and perceive. It's not something I can even understand. It's something that completely transcends intellect. And the only way I can relate to it is through submission, through haidah, which is a combination of submission and admission, meaning I admit and I accept that this was great. This is good. This is awesome, even though I don't understand it. Similar to, we find a similar verse that says, it says in the Pasuk, Oida Shmecha Ki Yosiso Pela. Yeshaya says another prophecy, that I give thanks and praise to your name because you did wonders. Pela. Because you made Pela. What's Pela? So one of the explanations that the Tzemach Tzedek says on this verse, what does it mean? I thank you. I give thanks to your name because you made Pela. You made wonder. What is this Pela? So he says it's talking about the length of Golos. The length of Golos is something that's absolutely, totally, utterly, completely beyond comprehension. In fact, it falls into the category of the what Chazal say in the Mishnah, which on the surface, what the Chazal say in the Mishnah, "B'muflam imchal tidresh," that from what's beyond you, you should not seek out. So it's talking about deep. The Mishnah is talking about Ma'aseh Bereishis, Ma'aseh Merkava, understanding the deeper inner, divine inner workings of creation. But it's described that this Chassidus, it explains that there are levels. We do learn certain aspects of Kabbalah and Ma'aseh Bereishis and Ma'aseh Merkava. Muflum Ucha means those things that are inherently beyond understanding. So the Tzemach Tzedek says that that's also alluding to the length of the Golos. That the length of the Golos is something That's totally beyond understanding, and that's what the Navi is saying. I'm going to give thanks to your name because you made Pella. Because in the future time, what will be is, the Zayah quotes this same verse, Ki Asisa Pella, and says, Aydeshmecha Ki Asisa Aleph. I'll give praise to your name because you made Aleph. It's the same letters as the word Pella. What does it mean because you made Aleph? That means what now is totally beyond understanding, beyond comprehension. In the future time will be revealed as Aleph, something which can be learnt and comprehended. And not only that, it can actually ultimately be seen. So it's specifically, so the Navi says, besides for the study of Pnimius HaTaira, there's also the overcoming the darkness of exile. The fact that you accept the idea, in other words, if you look at exile if you look at exile simply as a concealment, as a hindrance, as an obstacle, so you're gonna be limited in how much you're gonna be able to actually use the struggle and the fight against that darkness as a springboard for growth. But if you recognize and you accept, even though you don't see it yet, you don't really understand it yet, but you accept that the darkness of exile itself is the ultimate expression of God's goodness. You don't see it. You don't get it. You don't appreciate it. But you at least accept that that's the reality. So in this very struggle with the darkness itself is an empowerment to transcend the Golos, and to relate to that aspect of godliness which completely transcends intellect, and to bring about that revelation.